Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. The topic of sodium and salt and its effect on health are still greatly misunderstood, and we still have government agencies and health authorities continuing to insist that sodium restriction is needed in order to reduce hypertension and that sodium restriction should be encouraged in the general population. I disagree with that. I think the evidence supports my stance. A new study shows that salt absorption and salt intake, actually, is regulated by the brain rather than by the amount of salt in the food supply. So what people have told us, what health authorities have told us, is that the reason we have to encourage sodium restriction is that as sodium becomes more available in the food supply, people consume more of it, and therein lies their problem. And this is actually not the case. In fact, the study reviewed 129 studies that looked at sodium intake for more than 50,000 people in 45 countries over a 50-year period of time. And the article reported that salt intake has remained fairly stable during the last 50 years, regardless of how much sodium was in the food supply. Now, what's really interesting is that the average salt intake was between 2,600 and 4,800 milligrams a day. And the World Health Organization currently states their guidelines are 2,000 milligrams of sodium a day. 75% of the world's population consumes twice that amount. So the bottom line is that the brain controls the appetite for sodium. How much is in the food supply really doesn't make a difference. And please understand, I'm not saying that the current manufacturing practices and some of the junk foods and the dairy foods are okay. That's not the point. The point is that salt restriction helps a very tiny percentage of the population who actually happen to be salt sensitive, and a general recommendation for the entire population to restrict salt intake is, first of all, overreaching and unnecessary, and second of all, is asking people to do something that 99% of the people on the planet aren't doing. So the researchers stated in their article, thus our analysis indicates that there's a normal range of human sodium intake defined by physiology and biological needs and not by the food supply. No matter how well-intended, public policy cannot alter physiologically set parameters. So this is consistent with what Dr. McDougall has said for years, what I've been saying for years. We have taste receptors for salt for a reason. We are supposed to consume salt, and a taste for salt is normal. Now, the reality is that salt consumption goes down when you convert to a plant-based diet like the one that we recommend, and at the same time, the consumption of beneficial minerals like potassium goes up. But artificial salt restriction is just not beneficial for most of the population, and we've got to start talking about things that make a difference rather than things that don't and that people are generally not going to do. So that's all for now. Have a great day and a great weekend, and I will speak with you all again on Monday.